Weather conditions across the Midwest will be rather complicated over the next few days, but the bottom line, everybody gets moisture at one time or another. A winter storm is raging across portions of South Dakota and Nebraska. Even though it's not winter time, it seems like it. The snow accumulations across this region will run from 6 to 16 inches from two different waves of energy that will be moving through the atmosphere. The first wave of snow is already underway. A second one will be forming across portions of Colorado and passing through Nebraska and northwestern Kansas as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The storm system will ultimately end up in parts of Minnesota. We're going to see 1 to 2 inches of moisture occur in many areas from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska over to Michigan, not only over this next few days, but over the next full week in general. We're going to see that kind of moisture. A lot of the precipitation will come from this single storm system. But there is a little moisture that will come from a second system that comes across the region this weekend into early next week across the northern plains and upper Midwest. And that system will be a lot lighter, a lot more disorganized, but it will contribute a little bit to the moisture situation. But certainly this storm system that will occur today into Thursday will be the primary producer of precipitation across these areas, and will likely see some potential for some localized flooding in those areas to get the more significant moisture. There will be a chance for severe thunderstorms occurring across parts of the Delta and the lower parts of the Midwest as we move on into the night tomorrow night and on into Thursday. The odds are real good that we'll see hail and damaging wind accompanying some of the thunderstorms. And we'll likely see again some locally heavy amounts of rainfall occur across many areas. The lower Ohio River Basin may only see half-inch to one-inch amounts of moisture. Parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin could get 1 to 2 inches, and the same might be true for a few areas in the parts of the interior southeastern states. There will be temperatures that will be turning much colder across the plains and parts of the Midwest behind the storm system. In fact, it's the contrast in air mass temperatures that's driving all of the precipitation and the risk for severe thunderstorms. Temperatures will be falling into the teens and 20s across the High Plains region tomorrow morning already, and we'll likely see 20s occurring down pretty rather far into parts of Texas as we move on into Thursday morning. And over the 2 days, we'll likely see damage done to hard red winter wheat country, especially in Oklahoma and Texas, but maybe a few counties in southern Kansas will be negatively impacted as well. When the cold air comes across the Midwest, it's likely to bring us some 20-degree temperatures as well, but that doesn't look like our wheat crop is far enough advanced to be seriously impacted by such temperatures. We'll look for readings mostly in the middle and upper 20s across the region. Colder air will be present further to the north. We will expect to see an environment here that will continue favoring periodic precipitation as we move on out through the 20th of this month. Two, maybe even three additional storm systems will be marching through the Midwest over this period of time, and each one will bring an opportunity for some rain. Now, some of that is typical for this time of the year, but the fact that we're going to continue to have some cooler bias temperatures in the north central parts of the country might make it a little bit difficult for some areas to dry down favorably enough for some field work to take place. But for the portions of the lower Midwest, and especially the Delta and the southeastern states, we do expect to see a good mix of weather, and the bottom line should be favorable for getting more corn in the ground as well as some other crops as we move forward through this period of time. Well, we expect to see the temperatures to contrast rather sharply across the region here over the next couple of days. High temperatures this afternoon will be as warm as 70s and lower 80s in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. We'll expect to see some high temperatures only in the upper 20s and 30s in the snowy areas of South Dakota and neighboring areas of Minnesota. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow to be mostly in the 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt and 70s and again lower 80s in the east. And then everybody will cool off in the east as we move into Thursday and Friday. Most temperatures those 2 days will be 30s and 40s in the north and 50s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.